We have, I think, a very nice schmooze here. I hope it's very nice. That we have in the parasha, there's a mitzvah of the Chatzaisris. Chatzaisris was a mitzvah that when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to call a meeting, either to call the Nesiyim or to call all Klal Yisrael, so he made a chatzreisris, a trumpet, a shofar, and there were different ways. He would blow on it one way if he wanted to call the Nesiyim, and he would blow a different way if he would want to call a general meeting of all Klal Yisrael. So the Rabbah says at the end of the parasha as follows: Hatoelis Ravi. What we learn from this parsha, fourth thing, Ulodia, Sheroy the Manik, the Sadr and Yanav, that the Manik should organize his ways, the Oifen, Shikasha Yirza, Sheyav, the fun of Rashiyam, when he wants that the people should come, the Rashiyam, Oam Beklau, so these are the two different ways that Moshe called, either to see him or all the people. Yisave, he should do it in a way, Sheyargisho Zay Yacha, Beisachas, that everyone should get the message at once. Kedeshino, people cannot be named, so people shouldn't be jealous. In Yikra Ksasim, called the Ksasim, if you call some before the other. Sheyuko the Hargish said, take it, Sheyirsa, and they could get it right away. This happened with the trumpets, by the blowing. In other words, he's saying Moshe Rabbeinu has to call these meetings. Town meetings, either of the Nesiyim or of all Klal Yisrael. So the normal way, the simple way would do it is you get a messenger. You get a messenger, you give him a list. Here's 20 people, call them for a meeting. Problem with that is that if he has a list, somebody's going to go first before the other. First person who to crave him will hear before the Rechaikim. The messenger will stop off on the nearby mat door, give him the message, and then it'll go on. And that would cause kina. He called me first. So therefore, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu figured out this Eitzah of the Chatzreisris, that by blowing, everybody gets a message at the same time. And that's the Rabbah. I think it's a beautiful Rabbah, because when you think about it, you know, we're talking about the thing, if you would do it with a messenger, people would get insulted. And insulted. I mean, obviously, let's assume there was no system of chatzaisris, and you're sending with a messenger. Obviously, the messenger has to tell somebody first. Someone has to be told first. There's no reason to assume that the reason why the other person was told first is because you like him more. He told him first because he's first. In fact, the Mashmos says that the Kroivim and the Rechaikim. So obviously the Kroivim came first because they were closer. And especially, we're talking about here two types of meanings. It's all meanings of the all Klal Yisrael and meanings of the Nesiyim. He says it Befeir Shirabai. Rodia Shiroi the Manik Asadir and Yonah Shashir Sashiyah the fun of Rosh Hashanah. Which means that what Rabbah is saying, that if Moshe Rabbeinu had a meeting with the Nesiyim, and he did not use the system of the Chatzaisras, and instead he went ahead and he sent the messenger, and they called the different Nesiyim, so there would be Kinah Beinayim. How come you got called first? It's an amazing chish, because obviously the Nesiyim, we're talking about the Gedolei HaDor, Nachshon Ben Aminadav, right? You know, talking about the biggest, you know, the 12 Nesiyim, Yeshua, Aaron. These are who were the Nesiyim? The Nesiyim and the different Shvatim were the greatest people, each of each Shevet. So you go to, right, we see like right in the Medrash, like, Aaron was the Nasi of Levi, Reuben the Nachshon Ben Aminadav. And I think Ephraim, I believe Yeshua. So they're talking about the greatest people of Klal Yisrael. And you're going to go ahead and say that if Moshe, why should they get kinna? It's self understood that somebody has to be invited before the other. So what I believe you see a tremendous chiddush is how sensitive people are, how you might say insecure people are, that even though there's really no reason to assume that he has favoritism, but there's a natural sense of a lack of insecurity. You probably like him better. So as long as they can find some excuse to hang it on, oh, you see, you invited him first. Now, come on. If you're a secure person, you understand. I invited him first because I bumped into him first. No, you invited him first because you like him better. And I'm insulted, and I'm jealous, and I'm... So it's, what you see here is that even the Nesi'im have this tremendous, so to speak, lack of, you know, there's this lack of insecurity that, and therefore they would come to be jealous of the other Nesi'im, and rather than realize that it was just because of coincidence, there was no chashivas, there was no meaning, they would take it serious, personal. And the Rabbah says it's a Torah, it's a chayivas, that this is for Zairis. That we know, we were discussing in Shir this week, what are you obligated to do and what you're not obligated. It's not, if you're a meshugada, you want to get insulted. Rabbah says this is a chiyah for dairis, that it's a chiyah for dairis, that a person has to worry about this. I'm a chiyah to worry that you're going to get insulted if you get your invitation before the others. If I'm sending out invitations to my birthday party, I gotta make sure that everybody gets the invitation the same day. I shouldn't, that one guy, you know, I'll send them out different days in the mail. Some of them will go out today and I'll send out the others tomorrow. You can't do that. You gotta mail them all out the same day. Cause Chas v'Shalom, one guy will get his invitation, the other guy won't. Says, oh, you got invited before me. When did you get your invitation? Yours came on Monday. Mine only came on Tuesday. Oh, I'm insulted. He wrote your invitation before me. That's what the Rabbah says. You're mechuyev to do that. And even if you're dealing with Gedolei Ha'olam, the same, I think the same exact idea here, very similar, you have in the Medrash, but perhaps even sharper. The Medrash says that the Hemshech of the Parshas, that the last week's Parsha Noso ended with the Korban of the Nesi'im, and this week's Parsha starts with Baloiskos HaNeiris, of the Aaron doing the Neiris. So the Parsha, the Medrash says as follows, that the Nesi'im, all the Nesi'im participated in the Korbanos, except for Shevet Levi, which was Aaron, was a Nasi. V'hoya Omer, so it's about right smack in the middle where it says Bamidbar Yudayin. It says V'hoya Omer, so Aaron was saying to himself, Oyli, Oyve, Shema B'Shvili and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikabo Shifto Shalevi. In other words, look, all the Shevatim brought Korbanos in the Chanukas of Bais, except Shevet Levi. Why not? Must be, or at least it could be, because Hashem's angry at me, and because of me, He went ahead and didn't want the Shevet Levi. So Amunah Kosh Baruch Hu Moshe Leichem with Aaron, it's not true. Al Tira the Gzayin Emizu Al Tanivah, you're even better because you have them in Nara. I should have put down here. There's a Ramban that discusses this Medrash, and he says he doesn't understand what was Aaron of feeling Chalisha Sadat, even in the Nesi'im, in the Chanukah of Mizbeach. Chanukas HaMishkan, Aaron brought all kinds of korbanos during the Yemei Miluim. He seems he brought more korbanos than anyone else. Shikin Yemei, korbanos harbe. So he said, but those were choiv, and these were nedavas. So he was somehow insulted, he didn't get the nedava. So then he asked, but the menorah is also a choiv? So he says, they're referring here to the menorah of Chanukah. Anyway, but what basically, it's also a tremendous thing, because obviously the reason why was it the Maisa that Aaron wasn't included in the Nesi'im wasn't because Hashem was upset with him. That wasn't the real reason. Apparently there was a reason that the Nesi'im was supposed to be, Aaron is a Kohen, he's supposed to do the Avodah, and for the Chanukah Mishkan, there was that was meant for the other people, the people that are not the Kohanim. It's different people have different roles. This was not, you know, this wasn't for the Kohanim, for the Leviim. The Leviim have a different job. So Aaron goes ahead. He knows he's appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. He knows, he knows that he was chosen of all Klal Yisrael to be the Kohen Gadol. That's a pretty big proof that Hashem has upheld you in a pretty high esteem. And he knows that he's bringing Karbanis right now at the Chanukah of his Mizbeach. But he thinks, why wasn't my Shevet chosen to be bring a Korban? Well, maybe there's a good reason. You know, the Chanukah, you're doing other things. Everybody has his job. No. And which is the truth? The truth is there was no malice. There was nothing against Shevet Levi. But Aaron thinking, no, maybe there was something with, you know why Hashem didn't, that's not Shevet Levi? Because Hashem's angry at Shevet Levi. Why is he angry at Shevet Levi? It's because of me. You know, it's all my fault. It's Hashem's angry at you, so why did he make you Kohen Gadol? Well, he's angry at me, but he likes me at the same time. So he made me Kohen Gadol because I did some good things, but at the same time, he's still angry at me and he wants to punish me. And therefore, I would say, Aaron, come on. This sounds like a 2-year-old. You know? It's not. I don't insult Aaron. I'm saying you would think that it sounds like a baby. You're getting so sensitive. Where's your security? You know that Hashem loves you. You know Hashem said He forgives you. You know that Hashem gave you the made you the Kohen Gadol. What do you want? Now maybe Hashem Oyli Shema. Maybe Hashem's angry at me. I got a raya. Look, he left out the Levian. Well, maybe it's a very good explanation. No. And it even sounds like Hashem couldn't even come to Moshe and just tell Moshe, listen, Moshe, tell Aaron not to be upset. No, he had to go ahead and tell him, you have a bigger mitzvah. You have the mitzvah of Baloisha. If he wouldn't have had him the mitzvah of Baloisha where it's Hanukkah, it seems Aaron would have still, I'm still not sure. I think there's more to it. As that when you're dealing here, it's the same, very similar chiddush. You're dealing here with the first shmuz that Rabag was dealing with the Nasiyim. This shmuz is dealing with Aaron HaKohen. And they're getting insulted for really what Alpi Emes is no reason to be insulted. It's purely imaginary. There's no insult why one Nasi was invited before the other. There was really no insult meant to Aaron why he was left out of the Nasiyim in the Chanukah of Mizbeach. And it's just an imaginary insult, and it seems that and yet these greatest people they become insulted and it bothers them. So what you see here is I think a tremendous chiddush that even great people have a certain what you I call insecurity that you don't like me. Shem doesn't like me, you don't like me, I'm not as chashuv, and therefore they get very easily insulted, even when no insult is meant. And in Meida, there's a chiyuv on us that we're obligated to take that into consideration. If we were discussing in Shem, that there are the things that our normal person is obligated to worry about, not insulting someone. Perhaps if it's totally abnormal, you're not obligated, but if it's normal, and this is normal, even the greatest person, it's normal for him when there's a way that he can interpret that you obviously don't like me, or you don't like me as much, even though that's really not the interpretation, and there's so much of an obvious interpretation otherwise, it's natural for a person to get insulted and to interpret in the negative way, and therefore we're mechuyev to do our efforts to go ahead and to avoid that.